So this is a unique experience for me, getting to introduce somebody who doesn't really need an introduction. It's like Jack could introduce me, saying he doesn't really need an introduction. But anyway, this is a unique occasion here with so many of us coming together who at one point, one place, at this weekend here, when we reflect on our teacher Ajahn Chah. And I met Jack in 1967, I think, in Thailand, and he was in the Peace Corps in a province known as Sukhumvit, which was in the northeastern part of Thailand, but quite a distance from Ubon, and where Ajahn Chah lived. And I asked Ajahn Chah for a kind of opportunity to go off. I always wanted to be a hermit, and the life at Wat Pa Phong was always so, so many demands of having to chant and attend pujas and people coming and having to live with so many other monks. And then finally, after much delay, Lung Po Chau finally allowed me to go, because I was still very young, very new monk. And I went up to this place, this mountain in Sukhumvit province called Phupek. And it was about the highest peak in that range, Phupan range in northeast Thailand. And it was very difficult to get to. And we had to kind of walk in and climb up this, in our terms, in American terms, it wouldn't be a mountain. But in Thai terms, it is. Anyway, it seemed really very high mountain when you have to climb up and down it every day. And this was, it had an old ruined, or unfinished, Khmer, temple on top. And I really had to kind of idealize this place. I think it would be wonderful to be alone and practice. And there were two other Thai monks there with me. And during that time, I was, so many things happened to me, but I hadn't met any Westerners for so long. And then suddenly, one day, Jack Kornfield turns up, and an American, and I was really quite surprised and overwhelmed that he seemed so interested in the Buddhism and meditation, and asked so many questions. We had quite a, as I remember, quite a long conversation. And then he came up one more time to see me before I left. I was there 6 months. Nearly died. Every horrible thing that could happen to you happened to me on that time. Got sick, and I was obsessed with it because I was alone with two other monks. It seemed like all the aversion of my life would kind of fix on this one monk. So during the 6 months when I was seeking peace and tranquility, I became obsessed with hatred and aversion. It was so when my robes wore out and I got this thing very I don't know what kind of illness it was, but the villagers had to carry me down the mountain, and then I was in this little hovel down by a reservoir and unable to eat, and the food was very coarse, and under this tin roof in the hot season, these little flies flying in and out, filling into my mouth and ears and nose, and I thought life couldn't get any worse than this. And I'd hear planes flying overhead, and one of my best friends in the Peace Corps was teaching up in Vientiane in Laos, and making lots of money and had a nice apartment, and I kept thinking I could be doing that. And here I am, dying in the jungle and just feeling sorry for myself and nobody to console me even. So eventually they villagers were, became desperate, and they brought in a doctor on a horse because there were no roads to this place, and they filled me full of antibiotics. And but then suddenly I started just seeing what I was doing, and I stopped complaining and feeling sorry for myself. I determined not to do that. And I started just doing anapanasati, and I started sitting up before I was too weak, and sitting up and just doing, concentrating on my breath. And I stopped all the negativity, and within a week I was feeling quite healthy. And went back up to live on top of this mountain. But anyway, that was a very, when I went back to Upapong, Lumpa Cha said, how was your hermit experience? And I told him it was absolutely horrible, and he thought that was hilarious. And I came back in rags, and the robe was just tattoos, and you couldn't even sew it. The cloth was so weak and couldn't even patch it anymore. So, and he found that very funny, you know. He kept telling everybody, look at tomato, and he... But I did feel a joy at being back there, and really, really appreciated what Lumpa Cha offered. And then Jack was still in the Peace Corps then, but he had decided that when his contract was ended, he would ordain. So eventually he joined me at Wat Pa Pong. So we spent that rains retreat together with Lumpa Cha. And so ever since then, there's had this strong connection, and he went back to the States, set up these, I remember meeting him in 76 in Barre, Massachusetts, when they just acquired the IMS retreat center there. And then through the years, we've managed to keep in touch. And even though in our younger days we could be quite critical of each other, I think now that we're older and wiser, we just appreciate each other very, very much. So now I'll let Jack do the talking.
At least that's so for him, huh?